A wretch like me. Turn your Bible to the book of Romans, chapter number 8, verse number 39. Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 35, reading through verse number 39. We can leave already, saying we appreciate you being here tonight in the house of the Lord. Hey, man, let's remember Brother Tommy. He's been having some eye problems, and him and Miss Denise, too. Both of them been having some eye issues, and so let's remember both of them in our prayers tonight. Amen. Romans chapter number 8. Verse number 35, reading through verse number 39. Very familiar scripture tonight, having the Lord's laid upon our heart. The Bible said in Romans chapter number 8, verse number 35, reading through verse number 39. The Bible said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Verse number 36, he said, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse number 37, he said, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. More than all these things that may try to separate us from the love of God, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Look at verse number 38. He said, for I am persuaded, amen. He said, for I am persuaded, amen, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Look at verse number 39. Nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, how, Lord, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while, that I'd be able, how, Lord, get over on the holy ground. God, I know, how, Lord, that I'm nothing tonight. Lord, I'm the very least. How, Lord, among the least tonight. And God, I pray, how, Lord, that I know without the Holy Spirit, how, Lord, and that holy unction tonight, and it will be nothing. Have, Lord, but a stammering speech and a stuttering tongue tonight. So I pray, have, Lord, for your edification tonight. Have, Lord, that you'll fill us with that holy anointing. Have, Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And we humbly pray, amen and amen. I want us to look now for just a little while. Have, neighbor, if I had a message that I want to preach on tonight, I'd neighbor on this right here. Have no greater greater love. Amen. I know greater love. Listen, did you notice he started out in verse number 35? He said, who shall separate us from the love of God? Amen. Who is able to separate us from the love of Christ? He said, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine, nakedness or pearl or sword? He said, but in verse number 38, he said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life. Listen, I like that tonight. He said, nor angels, nor principality, and nor powers, nor things present, and nor things to come, and nor height, nor dead. Listen, nor any creature shall be able, listen, every night to separate us from the love of Christ. Ain't you glad of that tonight? Listen, I'm glad he loves me. Amen. Listen, he loves me immeasurable tonight. There's nothing in this world, listen, neighbor, tonight that we could, listen, set a ruler down and say we can measure this according to the love of God. There's nothing we can see or imagine that will compare to the love of God. Amen. Listen, he said tonight there is no greater love than this. Listen, I'm glad of that tonight. Listen, I thought about this afternoon as we come into work from work and we begin to study on what we're going to preach tonight. And listen, I thought about this right here, scripture. And there is it come upon my heart. No greater love. Amen. This is Valentine week. Listen, and we always know that's the, listen, February is the month that we celebrate love and everything. And listen, I always go on Friday after Valentine's and get my Valentine something. Amen. Listen, neighbor. Listen, no sense in beating us. Some of y'all get that later. Listen, neighbor, today. Listen, but we think of the word love. Listen, sometimes it is absolutely said with no meaning at all. Listen, I've seen people that say, I love you. Neighbor, that comes from their lips. It don't come from their heart. Amen. Listen, but I'm glad when Jesus said he loves us. Listen, it's heartfelt. Amen. It's soul stirring tonight. Listen, neighbor, is the love of Christ. Listen, behind it tonight. Listen, we think of the love neighbor, we share with our family. And we think of the love that we share neighbor, with our friends and things like this. But any of this love tonight, listen, that we have or share or anything like that, listen, does not comprehend, listen, or compare to the love of God. Amen. Listen, neighbor, tonight. Notice what the Bible says in John chapter number 15 and verse number 13 tonight, talking about the love of God. Amen. Listen, the Bible says, a greater love hath no man. Amen. Listen, mama may love you, daddy may love you. Listen, neighbor tonight, husband may love you. Listen, wife may love you. Listen, boyfriend, girlfriend may love you. But he said there is no greater love than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. Listen, and I don't know but one that's ever laid down their life, neighbor, for me on a cruel cross of Calvary. Listen, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. He said there is no greater love that can compare to the love of God. Neighbor, tonight, there's not enough chocolate tonight you could buy. There's not enough roses you could buy. Listen, there's not enough Valentine cards. Neighbor, you could buy tonight. I could ever give you what God gives. Listen, or supply what he supplies tonight. Listen, neighbor, he said, listen, we look at all these things tonight. Listen, in his writing in verse number 35, listen, coming on down, he said, I wonder, can anything, perilous times, can tribulation, things that come our way, are these things able to separate us? He said, it cannot separate us from certain the love of God, because he said this love of God comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, neighbor, tonight. It's an agape love. It's an everlasting love. Neighbor, tonight. Listen, and we see that it comes through him tonight, the love of Christ. Listen, see, my friend, the love of God tonight is more than an emotional love. Neighbor, tonight, amen. It's more than just a feeling. It's more than just something that is touchy or something like that. This is the love of God tonight. And he said, there is no greater love, neighbor, than this. Amen. Three things tonight that we see about the love of God and the love of Christ tonight that we can't find, neighbor, in the world. You can't buy it, neighbor, tonight. But three things tonight, real quickly, that we'll give you. Listen, about the love of God, there is no greater love. You agree with me that, neighbor, tonight, there is no greater love. Nobody can do for you what God can do. Amen. Listen, amen. He's the supplier of our every need. Listen, of every longing tonight. There is no greater love. Listen, three things tonight that I want to look at. Number one tonight, his love is an eternal love. Yes, sir, it's eternal. Listen, neighbor, in other words, tonight, his love has no end. Listen, I've seen people today, listen, and say, I love you, and tomorrow they can't stand you. Listen, ain't you glad God's love ain't like that? Listen, God's love is an eternal love. That's why he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Listen, his love is an eternal love. Listen, it has no ending. Listen, it always has been. God's love has always been toward man, woman, boy, and girl. Listen, he said there is no greater love than this, that a man would lay down his life. Neighbor, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. We sing that song, at last indeed, my Savior died. Thank God. And the chorus says, he loves me. He loves me. This I know. I thank God tonight. For the love of God, there is no greater love. Listen, I like that old song that they sing. It says, how great thou art. Amen. Listen, how great God is tonight. The love of God. Amen. To pour his blessings down upon you and I tonight. Listen, he loves me when I was good. He loved me when I was bad. He loves me when we're on the mountain. He loves me when we're in the valley. I thank God tonight. There is no greater love. His love tonight. It's an eternal love. Amen. It has no ending to it. I thank God. There's nothing you can do. I thank God tonight. How to make God I love you any less. I thank God tonight. He loves you. He even loves the sinner tonight. Amen. He don't love the sinner man. I listen no more nor less. But he loves you and I on an equal basis tonight. So much that he died and went to Calvary for each and every one of us tonight. No greater love. There is no greater love. His love is an eternal love. It's an eternal love. Amen. Aren't you glad of that tonight? Amen. Now, there's been times, there's no doubt in my mind, as far as Brother Jeff, there's probably been times, I'm sure, he was disappointed in me. And there's been times he was disappointed in you. But Brother Dennis, there's never been a time in my life that he ever quit loving me. Ain't that amazing tonight? Ain't that amazing? There's never been a time in my life when he said, I don't love you anymore. Amen. There's never been a time. Why? Because the love of Christ tonight is an eternal love. It's an eternal love. That's why he gave the very best gift that he could. His son, Jesus Christ, that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Now, he said, neither depth nor height, nor things present, nor things to come, nor tribulation, nor persecution, not anything we face today, anything we face tomorrow, I can separate us from the love of God. You know why tonight? Because the love of God is an eternal love.
Amen.
It's an eternal love. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me with an eternal love. His love has no end. His love has no end. See, the love that we have down here is more of an emotional type love. It's a physical love that we can say, and things can come into our life and it hinders that love, or it separates that love that we can have from one another. It can happen. It can happen. But with Christ's love, with the love of Jesus Christ, it's an eternal love. It's an eternal love. It lasts forever and forever and forever. His love is eternal. He said, there is no greater love. There is no greater love. Let's read that again. Romans chapter number 8, verse number 35 through verse number 39. One more time. I want to read that again. I want you to get this whole passage talking about the love of God. The effects of the world, the storms we go through, the valleys we endure, it does not mean that Christ don't love us. It does not mean that Christ don't love us. It's just like even when we was growing up and mom and daddy whooped you. Amen. It did not mean they didn't love you. Amen. And that's the way the love of God is. His love does not, it has no end. Look at verse number 35. He starts it off with a question. He starts this passage off with a question. Who shall separate us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? He says, and I'm just going to paraphrase with it tonight. Are we going to allow the tribulations that we're in? Are we going to allow the tribulations that we go through to separate us from the love of God? Or what about the distress that we face every day? Are we going to allow that to separate us from the love of God? What about the persecutions that we face as Christians are facing today? Are we going to allow that to separate us from the love of God? He's asking all these things. He said, our famine, our nakedness, our peril, our sword. Are we going to allow any of these things to separate us from the love of God? As it is written, for thy sake, we are all killed all the day long. We are as sheep, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Amen. I would say, he that giveth his life shall rise it again.
Amen.
He shall keep his life. Look at what he said. Nay, in other words, not so. Not so. All these things that we're struggling with, all these things that we're facing with, it's not going to do it. He said, nay, in all these things. We are more than conquerors. Ain't we glad that we're the overcomers tonight?
Amen.
Ain't you glad? He said, greater is that he that is in you than he that's in the world. That's the love of God. He said, we're more than conquerors through him that what? That loved us. Ain't that amazing tonight? What's amazing to me is how Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, amen, leapt the portals of glory, came down here, went to the cruel cross of Calvary, amen, rose again on the third day, and Brother Matt, he done it for a low life like Jeff Hulsey. He loved me. He loves me. Do I deserve his love? No, sir, I don't. But he loves me. He picked me. He picked me. He could have picked a flower. You heard that song? He could have picked a flower. The rose of Sharon bloom, the lily of the valley. Amen. All these things. He could have chose to love and all these things. But he chose to live in me. Amen. Ain't that amazing tonight? He loves me. Jesus Christ. He could have chose anything. But he said, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Look at verse number 38. For I am persuaded. That means I pretty well got my mind made up. I pretty well got my mind made up. I'm persuaded. I'm done pretty well convinced. That's what that word persuaded. I'm pretty well convinced. In other words, I've come too far to turn back now.
Amen.
Now, I've never seen heaven, but I've done seen enough glimpses of it tonight to know that's where I want to go. Amen. Now, I ain't like John. I've never seen, amen, listen, the beauties of heaven like he's seen when he seen the walls of jasper and the streets of gold and the river of life and those things. I've never seen that with my physical eye, but I've seen it through the spiritual eye tonight to know enough that I want to go there.
Amen.
Amen. I want to go there. Don't you?
Amen.
Amen. He said, so I'm persuaded. I've done seen enough. I've done seen enough of what God can do tonight. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. But look at verse number 39. Nor height, nor depth. That means no matter how high you may get, no matter how low you may go. Amen. He said neither height nor depth. Any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. See, in other words, tonight, this love of God, there is no greater love than this. It's a eternal love. It's an eternal love. It's not something you just go through an emotion and 6 months you're over it. This love is eternal. This love is eternal. Number two tonight. Not only is his love eternal, but his love is unlimited. Ain't you glad of that tonight? Ain't you glad? I was just about got on that just a while ago. Ain't you glad he didn't just choose the wise? Ain't you glad he didn't just choose the rich, the poor, the white, the black, the Jew, or the Greek? But he said, I come that they may all have life. He said, I come that they all may have life and have it more abundantly. His love is unlimited. It's unlimited in that. It's amazing. He loves me. He loves Brother Ricky. He loves Brother Robert. He loves Brother Craig. Not any less or not any more. But it's unlimited. There's an unlimited supply of God's love. He said, whosoever will. Let them come and drink the water of life freely. Thank God. Listen, it's like this bottle right here with this water in it. There's a limited supply in here. I can drink this water right here and this bottle will be empty. But if you drink from the fountain of Jesus Christ and you drink from him and you get under the spout where the glory runs out, it never runs out. Amen. Thank God. There's an endless supply. That's why the love of God is so great. How great thou art. Amen. How good it is and how great it is to serve a living God. And we experience the love of God. I listen, neighbor, tonight, 365 days a year, 12 months out of the year, not just at Valentine's, not just at Christmas, not just at Easter, but we can know the love of God. It's an eternal love and it's an unlimited love. It's not limited. It ain't just for the preachers and it ain't just for the deacons and it ain't just for the Sunday school teachers, but it's for every one of us. His love is unlimited. His love is unlimited. He don't love you any less or any more. His love is love. Amen. His love is love. It's an unlimited. He said, there is no greater love than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. He called me a friend. Amen. I like that song. It says, what a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. What a friend we have in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight because of the love that he had. Listen, when justice came down, mercy answered and grace walked in. And the verdict looked at me and said, you're guilty. You deserve hell. And Jesus Christ love said, I love him. I'll take him. I'll keep him. I'll clean him up. I'll restore him. I'll redeem him. And one day after a while, I'll call him home.
Amen.
He's mine.
Yeah.
His love is unlimited.
Yeah.
His love is unlimited tonight. It's not limited to anything. It's unlimited. It's eternal tonight. There is no greater love.
Amen.
There is no greater love. Number one, his love is eternal. It's eternal. Thank God. You ever had somebody turn their back on you? You ever had somebody do you that way? Boy, it hurts, don't it? But Christ's love, he's never turned his back on me. He's never turned his back on me. Matter of fact, he boasted in one part of the scripture, Brother Harold. He said, I've never lost a one. I've never lost one. He said, do I not know a sparrow that falls from the sky? How much more love does he have for you and I? This love of God tonight, it's unlimited. God loves you. He loves you. If you'd have been the only one, he'd have still allowed his son to go to Calvary and die for you and I. None of his blood was wasted. His blood was shed freely that we could be redeemed.
Amen.
From corruption to incorruption. Amen. Thank God. It's unlimited. It's an unlimited supply, and it's an eternal supply. Then number three tonight. Number three, not only is it eternal love and unlimited love, but his love tonight is a sacrificial love. His love is a sacrificial love. He loved me so much that he died for me. Man, what a sacrifice. Now, I appreciate all them that fought in World War I, II, Korean, Vietnam, all them wars. Them men lost their lives that we'd have the freedom that we have. But Jesus gave his life that I may have life.
Amen.
Jesus gave me life that I could spend eternity. That when I draw my last breath here, I'll draw my first breath over there. Thank God. His love is a sacrificial love. Listen, genuine love tonight for anyone, whether it be the physical love that we experience or the love of Christ, genuine love will always involve a level of sacrifice. It really will. I think about my daddy that's done gone on to be with the Lord. How he sacrificed. He worked two jobs, pastored a church. One time he worked two jobs, pastored two churches. God bless his heart. They did it. They met, one church met on the first and the third. The other church met on the second and the fourth. Amen. I'd have had a nervous breakdown. Amen. But he did it. But he worked third shift. He worked third shift at night. He'd come in at 7 o'clock in the morning, get on that bus, run a bus route, work two jobs. You know why he done that? Because he sacrificed that we may have clothes on our back, shoes on our feet. Amen. He sacrificed. He didn't get to go to a lot of things because he was always either working or preaching or something like that. But he sacrificed that we could have the good things in life, like food and water and power and things like that. He sacrificed. All of you this morning, all of you tonight, we sacrifice for our kids. was sacrificed for our grandkids. That's that sacrificial love. We'll do without, they may have. Amen. How many times I've seen there be one piece of cake left on the plate, and mama would say, you go ahead and have it. You go ahead and get it. Amen. Times has changed. I say, that's mine. I'm eating it now. But our parents had that sacrificial love. How many of you tonight ever sacrificed anything for your kids? Sure we have. All we do. And still do. And still do. But you know what tonight? We don't none of us regret it. They don't know us regret it. That's that sacrificial love. Jesus Christ never regretted going to the cross. Jesus Christ, and throughout the scripture, he never made a statement like, I shouldn't have done this. And he didn't even throw it up. Amen. You ever had somebody do something for you and they throw it up for the next 50 years?
Yeah.
You remember I paid for that gas. You remember that, don't you? I bought you that loaf of bread. That was 40 years ago. He never threw up what he done for me. Because he done it, Brother Don, willingly. He done it willingly. I've always said this. If you ever feel like you got to do something, I'd rather you not do it. But if it comes from the heart, that's what means the most. That's what means the most. But we see here, he said, neither height, nor depth, nor principalities, nor the turmoil, nor these things. He said, are we going to allow these things to separate us from the love of God? He said, I'm persuaded it can't. I'm persuaded it can't. Because the love that we have for the Lord Jesus Christ, His love is an eternal love. It's an unlimited love. It's a sacrificial love. Look at John chapter number 13. Verse number 34. John chapter 13 and verse number 34. And get this tonight. You know how we're to love each other? It's the word of love as Jesus loved. That's hard to do, everybody, ain't it? I've heard them say, well, I love them, but I don't like their ways. You ever know that statement? But we're to love like Christ loved. Boy, that's hard to do. Look at what he said. He said a new commandment. In other words, tonight, it's not an option. He said a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. And he didn't just stop there. But this is where he dug the plow in. This is where he dug the plow in. He said, that you love one another as I've loved you. Man. All that love I just talked about, Christ said he did. All that. He said, you know what? We're to love each other like that. I'm to love Dwayne as Christ loved me. Amen. That's love, ain't it? He said, you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. No greater love. No greater love than the love of Christ. He experienced it. He said, I'm persuaded there's not another love out there that can compare to the love of Christ. Amen. He's got you covered. Thank God. We're safe and secure in the arms of God. We love you tonight. We really do. We want to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song. If you don't know the love of Christ, you don't know love. I'm going to go as far as to say this. I don't believe I'm out of turn. I don't believe you can even love one another if you don't truly know the love of Christ.
Amen.
Because I believe it's the love of Christ, Brother Johnny, that teaches us how to love.
Amen.
He said, because the love comes through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So if we don't really have Jesus, all we've got is that emotional love. And that emotional love won't last. It won't last. But when we love someone like the love of Christ, boy, that's a love. Can't buy it. Can't bottle it up. But he said, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you freely. All we got to do is come. He loves you tonight. God loves you. Amen. While we stand together tonight, what you got, Brother Robbie? 155. No greater love. You will never find love like he has. Lord, allow us to experience the love of Christ. Ain't you glad he loves you? Thank God. Neither death, nor height, nor principalities, nor anything can separate us from the love of God. Thank God we got the victory tonight through the Lord.